is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Leslie, our cattle market had a scary start this morning as we started seeing negative trade. Then all of a sudden, we were seeing several contracts trading below last week's lows. And as we remember, Friday, we saw quite the downside take place. And this cattle market started seeing a bounce. The best bounce was in the live cattle versus the feeder cattle. But the market didn't really have a lot of fresh news. The one thing that was negative today was we didn't hardly move any cattle last week. Very low numbers in the north and the south, and mostly $2 to $3 lower in price. Boxed beef was 53 higher on choice, 59 higher on selects, moved 74 loads, saw cattle killed today of 108,000 head. On the close, August live cattle 55 lower, but October was up 85. August feeders 50 cents higher, but October feeders down 52, and October lean hogs 95 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle. An online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear. Cattle marketing on your terms.
Tom, did the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour have much influence on the grain prices today?
Well, not till we start seeing some numbers from them. Of course, today is their first day of the tour, and it concludes on Thursday. It is something that gets watched by the trade, and it will be something that you're going to see in and out of the news the rest of this week. Now, as far as today, we had some fundamental news out there, but it didn't really sway the market very much, and we saw disappointing trade in the wheat. We saw mixed trade in our corn and soybeans, and we just really lacked any reason for the movement. It seemed to be more technical than anything influenced by the fundamental. On the close today, September Kansas City wheat 7.5 lower. December Kansas City down 7.75. September Chicago wheat down 6 cents. September corn down 0.75. December corn down 1 cent. September beans up 1.75. November up 0.5 cent. And December cotton 57 higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866 go to Tom.
That's your market wrap up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.